Hello, everyone. Welcome to Bots by MSDN. This is Billy Hollis, and I'm here with Carl Franklin, who really doesn't need much of an introduction because people have been listening to you for many, many years, and going all the way back to Carl and Gary's site.
1994.
For the big VB community, almost the beginnings of the VB community.
It was the beginning, yeah.
And .NET Rocks and guitarist extraordinaire. You play the
music. I am a guitar player.
Do people know you play the music lead in for
I don't talk about it all that much. I used to
in the early
days of the show.
Yeah, but certainly, and you've just reached the 500th show on that.
Yes.
Which, did you ever imagine the ecosystem would get this big, the show would go on that long?
No, I never thought I'd be, I didn't think about how long I would be doing it. I just wanted people to listen and download it.
Yeah.
And it started as an NPR junkie thing. Like, I love public radio, car talk, click and clack, you know, those guys. Because even if you don't know anything about cars,
you can still listen.
You
and
listen,
enjoy.
And you might learn something.
Yeah.
So,
yeah.
And I didn't think that developers were, you know, people who just wanted to listen to click and clack. But I also had these great conversations with people like you, you know, the regional directors, the MVPs, developers out there, and we were having these. It started as being in the speaker's lounge, at a conference, and we'd be having these great conversations. I'd be saying to myself, "Everybody's got to hear this," you know. It seems not right
and it's
to
just
not
blue
share this
because I was in the hall. Actually, TechEd was in the same facility. We're at PDC.
Yeah.
But TechEd was in the same facility, and a guy came up behind me and said, "You're Billy Hollis."
Yeah.
And I go, "Well, yeah." And he says, "Because I recognize your voice from," he doesn't even know what I look like,
but he
knew my voice.
Hey, I'm listening to the radio. Yeah.
Well, now, seeing the ecosystem from that perspective, because you have people that do every conceivable thing in the industry on your show, what are people resonating with right now? What kind of shows, what kind of topics are people really saying, "Boy, now that's of interest and that's changing the way I look at things"?
It is interesting because if you add up the hours, I talk to developers about 3 hours a week. So three different developers for an hour a week about the things that they're doing. So over the course of 7 years now, you know, there's a lot of perspectives and things that I hear. Some things really just ring true. Some of the best shows that we've done have been when there are differences of opinion. And it seems like neither side is 100% right.
They're just coming at it from different perspectives, different needs.
Exactly. For example, software complexity.
Yes.
Yeah. We posed the question at this panel in DevLink, which you were on that panel.
Right.
To the panel and to the audience, has software development become too complex? You know, there were some that were resoundingly, it's very difficult to break in. As a new developer now, you know, there's so much. So how do I know when I want to do a Silverlight app what I got to download and install? Because the new service packs come out every week.
Yeah, so spin so fast.
And finding something on the web that says you got to install this, well, they all say that. they don't take those things down after they're obsolete. So finding, like, the latest and greatest of anything on the net is difficult.
It's pretty hard, yeah.
So there are those who say that it's complex and, you know, the tools have gotten big and bloated and we just want to go back. It was like a notepad revolution, you know?
Yeah.
But there's also the people that say, you know, hey, if it was easy, 7-Eleven would be doing it.
That's right. So we can do so much more that it's worth the complexity.
That's right, because we don't think about how much more we can do now.
Yeah.
When we say it's complex.
I don't know that will ever be resolved because the industry
is
so big.
But both sides have valid...
There are good points there.
Yeah.
But then there are new things in the ecosystem that come up. The last time I was on the show with Mark Miller, we talked a little bit about design sensibilities.
Yeah.
And the fact that developers are kind of being pushed into some uncomfortable areas.
Yeah, and the fact is they still don't have any design savvy. I mean, Battleship Gray forever. You know? The fact is that unless you spend your time looking and thinking and playing with that kind of tool, you just don't have
it. It takes a while to turn your brain around. Although there are some things that I think...
Yeah, like Mark Miller's list of the science of good UI. He thinks it can be boiled down to science, that you can have good looking things just by following a few simple rules.
I'll get you part of the way there,
maybe. Yeah, I'll get you part of the way there. Right.
Well, thanks a lot, Carl. This is Bytes by MSDN. Billy Hollis here talking to my good friend Carl Franklin about music and development and other interesting topics. Thanks for listening.